Proverbs 3:5. Actually, let's back up a little bit. Start in Proverbs chapter 3:1. My son, forget not my law. The word there, law, is Torah, which is referring in the Old Testament to the word of God. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. What is the great commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Let thine heart keep my commandments, for the length of days and long life and peace shall they be unto you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them upon your neck. Neck speaks of the free volition. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. There are two things that God operates with: mercy and truth. Truth cannot be separated from mercy, and mercy cannot be separated from truth. Truth is not simply the logos of the Word of God. Truth is the living God. Jesus said, I am the truth. You see, when the temptation came of Christ, when Satan tempted him in the wilderness, he tempted him with scriptures. Satan used the written word to challenge the living word. We don't live just by the letter. We live by the Spirit in John 16 as He leads us into all truth. Bind it upon the volition and upon your heart. That means I take the promises of God, I take the Word of God, and my decisions, my thoughts, my frame of reference, everything that I think, my entire analysis of life is based on God's Word and God's promises. Because not one of God's promises falls to the ground. In today's age, Paul said the truth falls into the street. Don't ever let truth fall to the street in your life. Your circumstances, your experiences do not define the truth of God. The Word of God and the promises of God, as applied by the Holy Spirit of God, define truth. I cannot have a self-oriented life with God. I have a life, God-oriented life with God. In other words, things may happen to me, but if I am like the Israelites in the wilderness and those things happen to me, the snake bites are going to kill me. But what did Jesus say? What did God say to the Israelites in the wilderness? He told Moses, put a brazen serpent on a pole, and if they look at the brazen serpent, if they keep that as their focus and their frame of reference, what Christ has done, albeit for them in future time, but they knew very well what Christ had done. That's why Abraham could say, oh, when he was putting Isaac on the altar, God will provide himself a lamb, and there's a ram caught in the thicket. Because he knew, as he stood in mountainous Moriah, and the hill was not Mount Moriah, as the translators put it. It was a mountainous region of Moriah, and the scholars agreed that that mountain, the specific one in that mountainous region, was Calvary. He offered the son on Calvary. And this is why he said God will provide the lamb, because he knew very well what was going to happen right there. They knew the promises of God. They knew the finished work of God. The part where they got in trouble was when they got away from trusting God's promises. And so the snake bites killed. This is exactly what happens to believers. If we stop trusting God's promises, if we stop relying on God's Word, the snake bites, the details, the trials, whatever it happens to be, the snake bites kill. They will destroy my life. They will make me miserable and unhappy, spiritually dead, even though I may be saved. But for all experiential purposes, spiritually dead. No, I trust God's word and I trust God's promises, and that is looking at the brazen serpent, and the snake bites didn't stop, they just didn't kill. So my trials as a believer won't go away. I'll have a provision for the trial when it comes. I cannot go through life and expect to have a meaningful relationship with God apart from the promises and the word. Not possible. Not possible. Why? Because the Spirit in John 15, when Jesus said, "You shall live by every word of God," it wasn't the Logos of God, it was the Rhema of God. And the Rhema of God means that as the Holy Spirit applies the word of God in my life or my circumstances, that's what I live by. And I live by every Rhema of God. And in my trials, I rest on the promises. In 1 Kings 18, if I trust in the world, it'll go through my hand like a spear. I cannot lean on the world. I cannot lean on the world's way of doing things. I cannot lean on the world's way of thinking. I cannot lean on the world's way of evaluating. I lean on God's promises. And those are truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. If I try to lean on my own natural understanding, Proverbs says, don't do it. Lean not on your own understanding. Let's go there. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. What does that mean? You trust God's word, you trust God's promises, you trust God's faithfulness. And you trust in the Lord with all your heart, knowing that no matter where you are or where you find yourself, God will be faithful. Richard Warmbrand in prison being tortured every single day, and God was faithful. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people came to Christ because Richard Warmbrand was tortured for 14 years. God was faithful. My circumstances do not define the faithfulness of God. It is pride. God's word defines the faithfulness of God. And God's word cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Whenever you find yourself in a trial, go to God's word, go to God's promises. Whenever you are uncertain, go to God's heart toward you. If you're not sure about a doctrine in the Bible, go to God's heart. What does this really mean, God? Does it mean you're really harsh? No, go to God's heart. That's where you're going to find truth for your circumstances. It's not going to be in the natural reasoning of a mind that whose ways are way below God's ways. Joseph ended up in a pit to get to the geographic location of his calling, and then he ended up in prison to get to the experience of his calling. And that didn't keep him in the prison, although he stayed there for a few years, wrongfully accused. But God used that in Joseph's life to make him the governor of Egypt and save an entire nation, without which we wouldn't be here. Christ was an Israelite. No Israel, no Christians. I don't trust my own understanding. I don't lean on it. I trust in the Lord in all my ways. Simple as that. God says He answers prayers. He answers prayers. God says He's true to His promises. He's true to His promises. God says that the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. The end of the thing will be better than the beginning thereof. Plain and simple. As believers, I hate to say it, but it's true, and I'm convinced of this. All too often we are taught in some pulpits that to have a Mickey Mouse Sunday school kindergarten Christianity. It is time to become spiritually matured. It's that simple. The only way that'll come is by trusting God. The gospel that was preached in Hebrews did not profit them because they did not mix faith with what they heard. God says it, I trust it. There's the equation. That's all that's to it. Nothing more. God says it, I trust it. He could figure out how to plan out the universe and how to make it. And then he did it with a word. The very same word that he then wrote in the Bible. Scientists, no matter how hard they try, they still can't prove it wrong. They're proved wrong every single time. I love with Jericho. All these brilliant archaeologists said, oh, Jericho's not there. And then they found out they were digging in the wrong place according to the Bible. And then they dug where the Bible said it was, and they found Jericho with its walls not collapsed but fallen over. Still present, they even found petrified bread in a stove. It was exactly as God had said, and it will always be exactly as God had said. I don't care what it is. It will always be exactly as God has said. Trust in the Lord in all your ways and lean not on your own understanding. God gave 7,832 promises and then the ones through the Holy Spirit that are aimless for the believers. Every one of God's promises is yea and amen. Not one of them falls to the ground. And God will complete them. Simple as that. I don't care what things look like. I don't care where you are in your life. I don't care what kind of a mistake you might have made. It doesn't make a hill of beans a difference. God's promises are good. They're as good as God. That's all that's to it. You never trust in your own understanding. Never lean on your own understanding. You don't have the mind to do it with. Let me ask you something. How far in the future can you see? Maybe you can plan the day and you think you can see the day. I got news for you. You can't see 2 seconds from now. I'll never forget when I worked in the emergency room. 77-year-old man was at dinner. He was doing fine. Had a nice dinner with his best friend and his sister-in-law, the last two people from his high school class that were still living. Reached across the table to grab an iced tea. Thought he was going to have an iced tea. Couldn't see that far into the future. Before his hand reached the glass, he dropped dead. Thought he could see the future. How long does it take? Half second? Couldn't see a half second into his own future. This is why God says in Isaiah, my ways above your ways, my thoughts are above your thoughts. God lives in eternity, we live in time. To Him, the beginning and the end are the same thing. Why? Because it's already done. There is no beginning and end with God. He's eternal. There's no beginning and end to God's faithfulness. There's no beginning and end to God's promises. There's no beginning and end to God's Word. And there's no beginning and end to God's heart. It will be exactly as God has said. Jonah, you're going to Nineveh. No, I'm not. I'm getting on this here boat. And I'm going in the other direction. It was exactly as God has said. Unwilling prophet ended up in Nineveh and God had to use a fish to get him there. He doesn't care if he can still use a fish to get you there. Whatever God promised, he'll do. Whatever God says is true. It is that simple. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because you have no understanding. Jezebel thought she was all that in a bag of chips. Writing letters and having people killed. Naboth, that poor guy, all he had was a field. That was all that he had to his name. Ahab wanted it. Jezebel had him killed to get it. He just had a simple field. The king and his wife weren't satisfied with the kingdom. They had to have his little field too. But I'll tell you one thing, Jezebel, thinking she was all that, didn't foresee Jehu as he came into the room. And Jehu wasn't any too impressed when she tried to look all pretty and all dude it up and sitting in a window trying to seduce him. And he said, I'm having none of you. He said, who here is on the Lord's side? And two guys were with him, two servants were with him. He said, come on, let's throw her out the window. And they did. And she burst. She didn't see that one coming that day. I'll bet you she got up that day, she thought she was going to do the same stuff all over again. Nope. God will not be mocked. By the way, do you know that not trusting God's promises, not trusting God's word is mocking Him? As though you were greater? God will not be mocked. Let God be true and every man a liar. God is not a man that He should lie. As God said, so it will be. It's that simple. It's that simple. Learn to hear from Him. Learn to hear from Him in His Word. Learn to hear from Him in your private prayer and meditation. Learn to hear from Him. Develop what is actually a relationship in reality, not in name. Many believers say they have a relationship, but they don't know God. They hardly ever talk to Him. He certainly never talks to them. Why do you think God doesn't talk to certain people? Well, I don't know. There's only one time I can really think of right off the top of my head when God said, I'm not talking. The Pharisee came into the temple, and thus he prayed with himself. When I think I have some natural understanding, when I think I have my own ability, when I think I can figure things out, when I think I know anything at all, I know nothing at all, Paul said. And God doesn't even hear me. Who does God hear? Psalm chapter 10, God hears the prayer of the humble. That's who God hears. The prayer of the humble. Can't come to God in pride, I come to God in humility. I can't come to God exalting myself, I come to God exalting Him. Don't trust on my word, don't trust on my natural understanding, don't trust on my natural reasoning, trust in the Lord. Simple as that. And your life will become a whole lot less complicated. You know where complicated lives come from? Not believing. Not trusting. Trying to inject my own thinking. That's where a complicated life comes in. It's that simple. Faith is simple. A little child. So it's like a little child. God said it, I believe it, that's all it's to it. There it is.